Tips from the Top Floor, show number 17, November 14th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Welcome to the Tips from the Top Floor, my favorite photography podcast on the web, where each show is both fun and informative. I am chess grandmaster Alexandra Kosteniuk, the host of the podcast Chess School. Chess and photography are my two hobbies where I never stop learning. Keep up the good work.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, and I'm recording this. It's kind of a sound thing, actually. It's not, because when I come back I won't have the time to do another show, so I decided to record this on the road. And I've been gone for a whole week. It's good to have you back. I hope you are happy that I'm back. I'm recording this, I'm still away. I'm in the United States in Colorado, on my way to the Denver airport to get back home. I've been working here for the whole week, basically on one of the other jobs that I do. And I've been, working away the whole week, getting up awfully early because I was still in European time. I think I got out of bed without an alarm clock every morning, somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock. That's unbelievable. That's just so not me. But anyway, I'm on my way back to the airport. It's Saturday, I think November the 12th. And yeah, lots of interesting things happened. I took some nice pictures. I didn't have as much time for photography as I hoped I would have, but well, I'll post a few of them on the gallery. So check out the gallery at tipsfromthetopfloor.com, and you can see a couple of the nice pictures that I've taken on my way. Okay, the topic for today is shoot now. And what that basically means is don't miss an opportunity. There's so many photo opportunities, and I've seen photographers so many times seeing an opportunity, then opening their camera bag, then switching on their camera, and then the opportunity is gone. I think one of the things you'll see in one of the examples that I used for the show, the squirrel picture, I was lucky. But I was there, I had the opportunity, and I took it. And I took many pictures. I took probably 20, 30 pictures of that squirrel to get just that one picture. And it was worth it. I was there, I took the picture. I didn't stop to think about how to compose it. I just went ahead and did it. And later on, just threw away the other ones. It's free, it's digital. So yeah, shoot now. I think that's the big thing that I want to bring across today. Have your camera ready, have it switched on, and have it ready to shoot. If you have an older point and shoot, then you might want to make sure that it's in some cases already pre-focused, so you have pressed the shutter. That will significantly cut down on the oh wait a minute, I have to pull up to a tall booth here in a minute. It's a bit difficult to record and drive at the same time, even though it's quite nice. That's a new road they built here, I think a year or two ago. And it's a tall road, you have to pay a bit, but it is fast, and there's hardly any traffic here. So let me pull into here. Here we go. Let me open that window.
Hello?
175? There you go.
Thank you,
bye. Okay, that was the lady at the toll booth. Oh, this car. I have a nice rental car. Well, kind of nice. Could have had a better engine, but well, got me from point A to point B, so that's all right. Anyway, where was I? Sorry for the interruption. Yeah, shoot now. Have the camera ready. Don't put the camera in your bag if you have the feeling that there might be a photo opportunity coming up. Keep the camera ready. Yes, it's okay to put it in a bag for transportation, but when you are around, leave it out of the bag. That's valuable time, and sometimes the opportunity is there just for a few seconds. And sometimes that's the same thing with light. Here in Colorado, the weather is changing so fast, and there's clouds in the sky, and the light is beautiful, and then 30 seconds later, there's clouds in front of the sun, or something changes and the light is just not any good. So, yeah, the opportunities sometimes come and go very quickly, and if you don't have the camera ready, you won't like that you didn't take that picture. And I had a few of those where I either did not have the camera with me, and usually when that's the case, I get the best photo opportunities and cool things come up, and you want to have your camera with you and ready to shoot if you're that type of a person that tends to see loads of opportunities when you have no camera with you. And well, yeah, that's what usually happens to me. So, yeah, the camera, have it with you, have it ready to shoot. Make sure you get, you have the battery full, you have enough space on your memory card, and then take the opportunity. And sometimes it's not even easy to recognize if there's opportunity. I mean, the squirrel pictures I took, that was an opportunity. Those squirrels aren't there all the time, and that was basically the ideal combination of good light and squirrel being very tame, coming very close to the house and begging for a peanut. And yeah, that just altogether made the perfect opportunity. I had the camera with me. I used a long lens for that. I think it was on almost 200 millimeters. I had to step back a bit, which was good. It wasn't too close to the squirrel, so it wasn't too scared, and it held still for long enough. Then later on, I tried a few other shots where the squirrel was sitting on the tree, and those were also good, but I kind of really like the way the squirrel looks at me when it's sitting on the ground, the picture that I've used for this show as a picture on the blog. And yeah, as I said, I took a lot of pictures there, and was really trying hard to get this squirrel look nice. And I think 10-15 of that squirrel sitting on the floor alone, and yeah, I kind of like the result of that. Just have to make sure I get the right exit, otherwise I'll have to drive all the way around again. But I made sure to come here early, so I should have enough time to check in, get my ticket, and so on. One of the things I like here is the space you guys have in the United States. It's amazing. The roads are so wide compared to the ones in Germany. And if you listen to the Top Secret Autobahn cast that I did and posted in the Top Secret forum area, you'll remember that we don't have that much space in Germany. That's one of the things that constantly amazes me here. The amount of space that you have. And I wish I had more photo opportunities here, just because of the amazing landscape. But unfortunately, I have to do more things. Anyway, guess I'll bring that show to an end before I pull into the rental car return. This is Tips from the Top Floor. My name is Chris Marquardt. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to be back. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you check out the website at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. There's a cool forum. Well, we've actually, during the time I was away, crossed the 1,000 subscriber line. There's over 1,000 subscribers and I think 14,000 posts. A lot about photography. And if you have questions, if you want to check out things, go there. Many of the questions have already been answered there, so you could just go there and use the search function and just find answers. And the Tips on Top Floor library is open as well, with a lot of new content since I checked last. Now I'm going to pull into the Hertz car return, and oh, they have those strips on the floor that kill your tires when you go the wrong way. Those always scare me to death. I made it without ripping the tires. Okay, I'm back here in the car return, and yep, talk to you again on Wednesday. Tune back in on Wednesday with a bit of a longer show.